Good evening and a very warm welcome to The Music Tree. I'm JJ O'Shea and this is the programme for the musically curious. And you could call tonight's theme the African boomerang. We'll get to that in a bit. But first, here's Memphis Minnie.
Want to see my chauffeur? Want to see my chauffeur? I want him to drive me. I want him to... That he can be my little boy. Yes, I'll be him good.
Well, her real name wasn't Minnie, and she didn't come from Memphis, but she must have been a strong, independent woman. She had to be, because that type of barrel house and country blues she played was pretty much the preserve of men. And as a teenager, she was already touring the southern states in vaudeville tent shows and playing in the kind of clubs where a girl needed to be able to look after herself, and by all accounts, she could. Her real name was Lizzie Douglas, and she was born in 1897 in Louisiana. So we've just been listening to someone born in the 19th century. And we heard Memphis Minnie on a song recorded in 1941 that has since become a classic blues, Me and My Chauffeur Blues. Okay, so tonight's programme, I'm calling it the African Boomerang because it's about some, and I repeat, just some, because there's so many, just some of the styles of music that developed in the USA and the Caribbean that had an African root and then boomeranged back to Africa and had an influence on the music there. Blues, jazz, salsa, calypso, reggae, they all boomeranged back to Africa, as we're going to hear. And I suppose when it comes to the blues, the African country where the blues made the biggest impact has to be Mali. Ali Farka Touré with the song Sambadio. The story goes that Ali heard John Lee Hooker in a nightclub in Paris and was hugely influenced. Although you'd have to say the traditional music of Mali is probably the African music that sounds closest to the blues anyway, which makes sense because most of the slave trade was operating out of West Africa. But a whole genre of music has now developed in West Africa and even up into Mauritania. They call it the desert blues, with bands like Tamikrest and Tenarawen. But it was the late Ali Farka Touré who kick-started that particular revolution. There's such a thing as film noir, those grainy black and white American thrillers from the 40s. I think that track could qualify as music noir. To me, it conjures up an image of rainy nights and shadows and alleyways and neon lights flashing and maybe Humphrey Bogart turning a corner. That was Earl Bostic and the track Harlem Nocturne. And it's hardly surprising that jazz took off in Africa. And in South Africa, they developed their own very unique version. don't know what it is about jazz. It's very international. It travels all around the world. But it has this incredible ability to take on the local colour and sounds of whatever region it happens to jump up in. Think of Django Reinhardt and the Paris club scene. It's completely French and it's completely jazz. We just heard South Africa's jazz pioneers with the sound that is completely jazz and completely South African in its flavour. Is there any other style of music that has that chameleon quality? That was recorded in the 70s, by the way, in the height of the apartheid era, and it has such an upbeat, positive groove. It's a strange anomaly that very often the most joyful music comes from the most oppressed places. Anyway, we'll continue to chase that African boomerang straight after these.
The Music Tree on Radio Carrie.
The unmistakable sound of Cuba. We're listening to Sierra Maestra, one of Cuba's longest lasting groups. Their continuing mission is to keep alive a style of music called son, that's spelled S-O-N, and this song, Dundumbanza, is in that son style. It's a forerunner of what became mambo and salsa, a blend of African rhythms brought to Cuba by the slaves working on the sugar plantations, and the European music brought there when it was a Spanish colony. And it's a sound that took off like wildfire in Africa, especially in the Congo and West Africa too. Sailors travelling across to the Caribbean were the first to bring the records back up the Congo River in the 1930s, and the effect was instantaneous, with Congolese bands trying to copy that Cuban style, so much so that a new style developed in the Congo that became known as African rumba. It was the music of the cities, Leopoldville as it would have been, and Brazzaville, the music of the youth who were flooding to the cities from the small villages because there was work there, and it's a seductive sound, the most relaxed dance music I can think of. And there was a golden period of African rumba in the 50s and 60s. Independence was in the air, and to me it's a music that seems to be full of optimism. Camille Ferruzzi with his song Cha 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 Bay. That was Camille playing the accordion too. He was an early convert to the Latin music coming into the Congo. He was playing in that style as far back as the 1930s. Now, I just want to skip briefly on to a style that developed out of African rumba. They called it soukous. Its heyday was in the 1980s, with electric guitars up front, but those Cuban and Caribbean rhythms still underpinning it. As I say, just a taste of soukous, because there's so much more I want to fit in tonight. The idea of this show, anyway, is to give a taste of some things that are out there that you might not know and might not know that you like. This is soukous, one of the most up and at you, vibrant dance musics on the planet. Play that at your party and watch everyone hit the floor. That was Candabongo Man with the song Sai, featuring the sparkling guitar of Diplo Dibala. I want to get to this track from Senegal's Africando, who took the African boomerang flying back stateside when they travelled to New York to record with the very best salsa session players. This is Betese. Senegal's Africando and the track Betese. Back in a jiff with more African boomerangs.
The Music Tree. Adventures in Sound.
Marcos Kiavi words come.
When you think about all the different music genres from the Caribbean islands, all unique and all different, and yet all built on a foundation of African rhythms interacting with European elements. Spanish, Dutch, British, depending on the island, reggae from Jamaica, calypso from Trinidad, mambo and salsa from Cuba and Puerto Rico, merengue from the Dominican Republic. And I don't believe that's something that AI could have done. I don't believe AI could invent a new genre. I think it could give you new variations on the constituent parts, you know, variations on what you feed into it, say a set of African rhythms or variations on a set of European styles. It could even create something that was a mix of those two elements. But you would still hear those two elements, distinct and separate. It wouldn't be a complete blend. I mean, it couldn't create that magic that happens when the two elements mix and make something entirely new, something that wasn't there before. Because that takes a leap into the unknown, a leap of the imagination. And that is something I believe, maybe I just want to believe, I can't prove it, but I believe that only the human spirit can do that. For example, I don't think AI could have invented jazz. Well, anyway, rant over. We've just been listening to the mighty Burning Spear with his song Marcus Garvey. Roots reggae at its very finest. I don't think AI could ever create anything as unique and original as Burning Spear either. And of course, reggae struck a chord in Africa too. Well, that's a guy by the name of Tikken Dja Fokoli with his song African Revolution. He's from the Ivory Coast. But reggae's made an impact all over Africa, and I really like this outfit from the East Coast, Djibouti, that small republic on the Horn of Africa. They're called Mars 4. They never made any recordings. I don't think any bands did in Djibouti in the 1980s. It wasn't an option. But luckily, their radio performances from that time have been preserved, and the enterprising label Ostinato has issued them. This has a very local flavour in the mix, as well as the reggae influence. You can almost taste the local spices. It's called Motherland.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're wonderful. The band Four Mars and the song Dulce Huyo, which translates as Motherland. Next up, James Brown is going to explain his modus operandi. Straight after this short break.
Many roots, many branches. The Music Tree.
What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know. But whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
One, two, three, make it funky.
It doesn't get any funkier than James Brown. That track, Make It Funky, must have been sampled 1,000 times. When he went to Zaire in 1974, he was treated like a returning king. And I suppose you really hear the influence of hard funk in African music in the style known as Afrobeat. So let's hear something from the undisputed king of Afrobeat, Nigeria's Fela Kuti. This isn't the full track because, again, I want to fit in something else as well. This is part of the introduction. The whole track is 14 minutes, so this is just part of the introduction to the Afrobeat classic titled Lady. See what I mean? Definitely a James Brown influence in the mix there. But I gotta move on, the clock is against me, and I realise I'm only skipping over the surface here, but message me if there's something you like and want to know more about. jjoshea@radiokerry.ie. The thing is, I really want you to hear this guy. Ale Meyehu Eshete. He was from Ethiopia. This was recorded in 1971, so around the same time as that James Brown track we heard earlier. It's great fun. He throws himself into it. He seems to be channeling a kind of Ethiopian James Brown. The song is called Beche Yen Tegu Dahu. Ismisha JJ O'Shea. Slán for now.
Go down.